finally today, what are your questions about technology? Maybe you can't get your Wi-Fi router to work right, or maybe you uploaded your photos and now you can't find them. Or maybe you're trying to figure out how to tell that Facebook friend to tone it down without becoming a social media sensation yourself. Any of these scenarios sound familiar? Well, WBUR is working on a show to help connect you with some personalized tech support. It's a new show about technology, the perils, the problems, and sometimes the pleasures. And here to tell us more are two of the people working on the show, Radio Boston producer Jamie Bologna. Hi there, Jamie.
Hey, Deb.
And former Radio Boston producer Allison Bruzek. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Deb.
So what's the most common tech problem that people seem to have?
I think the most common one that we've seen is for the smart speaker. So the Amazon Alexa, the Google Home, people have a lot of questions about how often it's listening, what it's keeping when it's listening, and what they need to be worried about.
So that brings me to my tech question, because I have this question. I'm constantly paranoid about technology. Now, don't even make paranoid jokes, but surveillance on the web. I mean, I use my phone, I use my computer, I've got my laptop at work, my laptop at home. And being a journalist, you search for all kinds of things,
as
you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I find that these things are always following me on the web, and it makes me really uncomfortable.
Deb, what do you mean by things that are following you?
So I'm not doing a good job here
by figuring out what you mean.
Help us help you.
Okay. Well, so I'm doing a story about bankruptcy, or I'm doing a story about cancer drugs, or whatever I'm doing a story about, and I'll search in one place, maybe even my desktop, and suddenly Facebook knows. And they're telling me, oh, do you need this cancer drug? Do you need a bankruptcy attorney? Are you looking for rehab? And I've got all of these things following me. It seems almost instantaneously. So I want to know, how can I use the internet to search for things and not feel like I'm being followed?
Well, I have some questions for you first. What browser are you using and what kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone and I'm typically using Chrome.
Okay. And on your iPhone, do you have location settings on?
I try to turn them off. I think I'm being so sophisticated.
But what apps are you using? Do you have Facebook on your phone?
I do.
Do you have Instagram on your phone?
I do.
Do you have WhatsApp on your phone?
I do.
Oh, no.
You're not trying that hard. Because all those apps...
I knew it was going to come back to me. It's like it always comes back to the mom,
it does.
Right?
I'm not blaming you, but all of those apps are owned by Facebook, and they submit all of that information right back to Facebook. Everything that you're doing on your phone, online, they're tracking you. They're creating a dossier because... you're the product for Facebook, Google, Amazon.
Okay, how do I stop them?
Well, I have a couple of suggestions for Deb. One way you can protect yourself is actually by using something other than Google when you're doing your searches. So I'm going to recommend a different kind of search engine. It's called DuckDuckGo. So it's Duck, D-U-C-K, D-U-C-K, Go. It's actually a play on DuckDuckGoose. And you can change it to be your default search engine. So every time you're looking for something, rather than going to google.com, you'll go to duckduckgo.com. And the great thing about it is that it doesn't collect any private information.
So they say.
So they say. But basically, and I've found this to be the case, when I search anything, I never get followed by anything that I'm looking for. So I can look up different kinds of candy, or what is the oxygen level on the moon, or you know,
those
and I'm not
are things
get...
you typically look up, right, Allison?
Those are the things that I'm looking for, yes. And I never get followed by spacesuits or anything from the Mars brand.
Uh-huh.
Like, it actually is very effective, I've found. And so that's one thing.
But this will only help you with your search. I mean, any right. website that you go to that has a Facebook or Twitter or Google Share button on the top of it, it's something like 8 million websites have this on it. Those are all being tracked by Facebook, even if you're not logged in. So I just say, you know, just embrace it, Deb. Just love Big Brother. He's here to help.
What?
No, you know, maybe
no,
you,
no,
maybe
you
read
don't listen
Orwell.
To that.
I did, and it's kind of too late.
There's nothing we can do. Should I get off Facebook forever? Does
There's
it
a
matter?
Lot you can do. You
Does
can only
matter?
Use cash. You could, you know, you have a burner phone. You could do as Allison says and switch your default search engine. You can get a new browser, use Linux on your computer. But are you going to do all those things?
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give Deb one more suggestion in order to fight the good fight and do not give people more information than they need. So
okay.
This is something that you're going to install on your browser. So like there are like add-ons for different browsers, whether you're running Internet Explorer or Google Chrome or Safari or Firefox. This is something you add to that, and it's called Ghostery. So it's like ghost, like Ghostery. So you go to ghostery.com and it says install. And what this does is, we're talking about Facebook, it'll actually block those Facebook trackers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you go to Facebook and then you go somewhere else and then Facebook is tracking you wherever you go, this will actually stop those trackers from following you.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes here, Allison, because
this is all
well and good, but the companies are always going to be a step ahead of us here, and they're 15 steps ahead of regulation. So, sure, you can try that, Deb, but they're going to be following you.
So there's nothing
Jamie's
you
so
can
pessimistic.
Do.
Really? No, there's. You should do all of these things. They will help, but I think the cat's out of the barn. What's the saying here, Allison?
the cat's out of the bag.
Bag.
The cow's out of the barn.
So seriously, why don't you tell us how folks can ask you about solving their technology problems?
Well, they can pick up their encrypted phone and dial 617-917-4717. And they can leave us a message, and we'll get back to them with our help.
All right. Producers Jamie Bologna and Allison Bruzek, the show they're working on with WBUR is called No Signal. If you have a tech-related issue that you want some help with, call them at 617-917-4717. That's 617-917-4717. Allison, Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, Zoe Mitchell, Eve Zukov, and Walt Wuthman. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hattie. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.